This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Verse 16, but for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. You get Paul's logic here? He's telling you, if the Lord can forgive a blasphemer, he blasphemed the name of Christ. We don't know the things he said about Jesus before coming to Christ. That's what he's talking about. He said, I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor. I persecuted Christians before coming to Christ. And I was a violent man. As I mentioned earlier, not many people will admit to violence as a part of their past. And I'm serious about that. Think the last time somebody said to you, well, I was a violent woman in my heyday. No, nobody says that. They admit to a lot of other things before they would admit violence. Paul said, I was a violent man. And the Lord dealt with him and poured out his grace and mercy. Here's my point. If the Lord can pour out grace and mercy and redemption on a man named the Apostle Paul, why would you question for 1 second what the Lord can do in your life? I mentioned this recently, but I think some people have what I call a form of pride when they say, I believe God could forgive everyone else, but he couldn't forgive me. That can be a form of pride. And I've actually looked people right in the eye when they say, I don't know if the Lord could forgive me of something, Randy, I did 20 years ago or whenever. I look right at them. I've done this at least 3 times that I can remember. And what in the world did he die on the cross for? What did he die for if your sin was not covered by what happened on the cross? And then they realize it's almost like a subliminal realization. Oh my gosh, you're right. If God can't forgive my sin, then what in the world did Jesus die on the cross for? He died that we might have forgiveness of sins. He was the chief of sinners, but Christ displayed his patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. I'm going to talk about verse 17 for a minute. This is a great verse. It's actually a hymn that some of you remember singing years ago. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Who's he talking about? Jesus. It's all about Jesus in verse 17. Jesus is not a guru. Please get that. I've actually had conversations where people say, hey, my guru, and then they mention some philosophy or belief system, and they say, your guru is Jesus, my guru is this person. Jesus isn't a guru. He's not a philosopher. Not the best teacher that ever lived. He's not just the best role model. You say, who is Jesus? The King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. He's God. Jesus would say the most audacious thing, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you have seen the Father. What's the message today? The blueprint for radical life change is not read more, give up social media, go to the library more often, believe in yourself, take yoga or meditation. That's not the ultimate answer. The answer is acknowledge that you are a sinner who needs forgiveness and that Christ is a great Savior. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we close with a story that is extremely powerful. It's about a missionary in India and how doing a simple act of kindness impacted his reception by the people of India. I want you to hear the story tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.